This is not goodbye, even though this is in some sorts our final conversation. Is of course Coach May retiring. So we'll bring him back for something. We'll find something to talk about, right?
Oh, that's what people keep saying. You know, we'll see. It's not like I won't be around for sure. But yeah, that's what Coach Peterman now says. Because I asked if she was coming this morning, and she said, I think maybe she's actually working this morning, she said, oh, maybe you can come back next year. And I said, oh, that's going to be your baby next year.
Exactly right. It's her time. You betcha. Went down to state. I know I'm talking with Tom about the boys, the girls. Man, Class B was just a beast once again on the track and in the field events, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, all across the board, you look at the things that people did down there. You look at times that even we ran, and years ago, that was winning some events down there. And now, you know, you're just lucky to get an eighth place when you run a time like that. It's definitely the competition level has increased dramatically since, you know, the years of 2020, someday we keep thinking, you know, there's got to be a plateau someplace where everything plateaus, but boy, you look at the records and you look at the things that are done and how people compete from all over the state. You know, we always talk about the eastern part of the state, but the western part of the state was represented extremely well all 4 days.
Where do we start? Gosh, hey, you got about your relays. You had all three of your relays down there against them. Boy, the times were fast as ever, weren't they?
They were. And, you know, going in, especially if you start with the first relay, the 4x8 going in, you know, we'd ran faster during the year. And you know, 5-second difference is basically what it was, a 6-second difference from our best to then. And to run that 9:43 and end up getting fifth. And you know, we may have been wondering what, you know, why we didn't run quite as fast, but when you look at placing wise, that's the highest we'd placed for the years that we've been down there for quite a few years. So they did a good job. It's just figuring everything out, and we thought we had changed things up just a little bit and how we did things when we got there. And you know, the schedule the way it is, I really think the schedule I don't know, is a little bit different than maybe what it should be, not so advantageous to the runners, because, you know, we're used to be that we got to run in the morning, mm-hmm. and now we don't get to run in the mornings at all. We don't run until the afternoons, and sometimes I think that might help a little bit. But, you know, we went down, we competed. Like I said, we competed well in the field, got fifth in that 4x8. The 4x1 came out, and actually we went in 24th place in 16th place and came out in 14th place. So we ran competition wise better than what we had ran. The 4x8 on the season ran a 9:37 for their best time, and that's number 4 in our top 10 charts. And that 4x1 ran a 50.79 for their best in the season. And then we end with the last relay, and we placed, so that's better than we've done the last few times down there. We got eighth, and we ran a 4:04. And the team that we took, Jaylee Walgren, Layson Keller, Emma Kappel, and Paige Bortner, their best they had ran at districts is a 4:03.58. And that's number 4 on our top 10. But at Best of the Midwest, we had to sub out Emma because she was injured, and we put in Breck and Gale, and they ran a 4:02.79, which actually is second on our top 10. So that relay throughout the year, that 4x4 had been extremely successful. And, you know, you have two of the girls, actually three if you figure Brecken in there, three of the four are coming back mm-hmm. next year, so that'll be exciting. In that 4x8, it's basically the same group. You sub Brecken in for Layson, and in that group, you got three of the four coming back also. The 4x1, the only person coming back is Aspen Haslett, who's a junior, because it was Layson Keller, Briley Morgan, Malia Hilker that ran that. So still, it looks like the relays are going to be something that we can look at in the future and have some success with those.
Yep, no question. Relays were fun. You had some other, want to go to the medalist, Lenny Henderson in the vault, fifth place medal going 10-6.
Great start for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, a great start for us of the competition. You know, that was the first event on Wednesday morning. Bright and early, and I had never been to a state track meet that was that cold. You know, we'd been there when it's been raining, but it's still been like 70 degrees. It was 50 degrees when we started, and the wind was blowing, and it was actually cold that morning. But she performed well. She went that 10-6. You know, pole vault just took 10-8 to be an auto qualifier. That number will go down just a little bit because, you know, she got fifth at 10-6. And the year before, we look at our vaulter that was down there, Hannah Crow, and Hannah had gone 11 at state and didn't place. Mm-hmm. And so the years, it just depends on the year. And you know, Lenny's 10-6 there was great. Her best of the season, 10-8, and number five all by herself on our top 10 chart on the vault. And then if we stick with the field events real quick, high jump, Halia Beavers went down as a sophomore the first time going down there. She actually made two heights, which we were I was super excited about because lots of times, you know, the first time down there, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with state track, it's just so overwhelming. But she handled it well. She made two heights. Her best on the season at 5-1 ties her for ninth place on our top 10 chart with about four other people.
And she'll be one to come. She has two more years.
Yeah.
And the program, look for her over go higher even next year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It should be exciting. You know, Coach Hosick has worked with the high jumpers, and because of the coaches switching around this year and the things that are going for next year, Coach Hosick is going to stay on and coach. He was going to be done, but he's going to stay on, and he's going to just slide over into my job, which is the sprints and the relays, which he helps me with already, and he's going to take that on. And Evan Sestock, new social studies teacher, he was a student teacher this year and helped us out with track during the season. He's going to work with the high jumpers. And so that'll be great to see what happens with the continuity of Coach Hosick being there, but also fresh face with Coach Sestock.
Paige Bortner was really busy. We talked about her in the relays, but in the opens, she did pick up a medal in the half, fifth place at 2:20.79 and a half.
Yeah, that was her best time. I think that was her best time at state. Was that 2:20.79, and she was able to get that fifth place, which was great to see. We kind of like that fifth place at state this year, which is exciting because we haven't placed that high for a long time. You know, 2 years ago, she had that. She and Shauna were right at the line, and Shauna got eighth, and then last year Paige placed in that 800, but fifth is the highest, and so that was exciting to see. Again, fast times. Her best time on the season was at 2:19, 4:08, and that puts her fifth on the top 10. And then if we go to her 400, she's, you know, didn't run quite as fast at state. She'd ran almost 2 seconds faster during the year. And that 58.57 during the year puts her number four on the top 10. And if we look at those, and, you know, it used to, in Class B, you know, you could run a 60 and pick up a place. You would make finals. A couple years, we had three girls that would make the finals of the 400 and run 60 or 59. And really, it was an accomplishment, especially for Paige in that 400, getting to that number four spot, 58.57, because you mentioned somebody, Jessa Sugaroo, that coaches at Gretna. You know, and that's actually a faster time than Jessa ran in the 400, which you just didn't see quite the athlete that Paige was because she just did so much And so she has been a very, very important part of our program. And then, of course, running the other two relays. And she's on the top 10 charts all over the place. She's also on in the 300 hurdles this year that she tried at number 9. So definitely we will miss our seniors.
Jaylee Walgren, another one busy, multiple events. Had a chance to run those 300-meter hurdles. Not quite as fast as she ran at districts, but still it was a fast field, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And Jaylee's done a great job for us this year, especially when she decided and she volunteered. We didn't force her for that 2-mile relay. That really was a tough turnaround to be able to run the 2-mile relay and then turn around the very next event and run the 100 hurdles. But she did really well at districts and at state. You know, our 100-meter hurdles, she ended up 16th in the middle of the pack. But that 15.89, her best of the season, was just a few tenths faster with that 15.71, and that puts her at number fifth on our top 10 charts. And then she comes back in the 300 hurdles and runs a 47.34, which she wasn't very happy about. But at districts, she'd ran that 45.99, which moved her all the way to number two on our charts. So, and she, you know, she and Paige both had four events. Mentally, that's tough at state when you have to when you're doing that much. So they handled that very, very well.
And then you had a couple of distance runners in Emma Capel in the mile and Brecken Gale in the 2-mile.
Yeah, Emma in the mile. Emma has had a great season. You know, again, two relays for us. She runs both the 4x8 and 4x4 and then runs the mile for us at meets. She ran a 5:27, which is very good time. We would be happy any time with that. It's just the competition level was just, again, super tough at state. Her best time, 5:22.22, puts her at number 4 on the top 10 chart. So if you look at our girls at state, everybody on there except for the 4x1 made our top 10s this year. Another addition that ran at state, just didn't compete in the jumps, was Briley Morgan, a senior, that in triple jump went to number 6 on our charts with a 34.7. And then a couple other seniors that we had, Marianne Kastner. It was great to see at district. She was able to pick up a medal in the vault. She's done that for all 4 years. And then Megan Miller ran distance for us all the time and contributed very well to our program throughout the 3 years that she did that.
Yep, good senior bunch in your final year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, you know, starting out the season, you just don't really know where you're going to be. You know, you may look at it and think that it may not be as good a year as some of the years have been, but this turned out to be an extremely good year. We performed well throughout the year. We actually scored more points than we've scored the last few years at state, which was exciting to see. But overall, it was fun to be a spectator also at the state track meet this year. Because there were lots of things, lots of accomplishments, and congratulations to all the people in the area, especially, you know, you look at the people that especially in Friday and Saturday that performed extremely well, from, you know, the alma mater that we can say, the Maywood Hay Center, and how they performed, and Dundee County winning boys, and I mean, it just boys and girls, that is an amazing feat. And we were talking about, we don't know how many times that actually happens, that both boys and girls win the state track meet. So that was super exciting for them to see. And it just, I think lots of the people are underclassmen, and so it'll be fun to watch again next year what everybody does.
I know you were keeping an eye on those Softly girls up at Maywood Hay Center that were relatives of yours, weren't you?
Yep, their grandma and grandpa were my track coaches in high school, and so it's always exciting to see them run and have a little bit of that family in there. And then, of course, throw in Carney with Dr. May and his Blair running for us. There's that connection, and then you throw in the Southwest Nebraska people. When we were at vault, when we were at high jump, I wasn't even realizing. I mean, Jess obviously coaching at Gretna, but also Rochelle Schmidt,
exactly.
Who is Rochelle Swanson, and her husband is the head coach at Gretna, and their daughter was high jumping.
That's
and
right.
I didn't realize that until the high jump competition was going on. So all of the connections back to Southwest Nebraska are great to see at those areas. You know, got to thank everybody once again. I thank all my coaches, Kristen Blumey in the throws, Clint Hosick in the high jump and sprints, Tara Peterman in middle distance and distance, Bill Ramsey for sure in the vault, and Bill's retiring also, and that will be missed for us for sure with the vault. Our volunteers, Janet Dutton in the jumps for us, and Trevor Taylor in the hurdles, and then we Coach Young, Jeremy Young, and Kenny Duggar with the jumps for us, helping that as well. Great group of people, both on both of our staffs, very experienced, very knowledgeable about what they do, and we got to thank all of them. We got to thank the athletes over the years of putting up with me, hoping that I don't make too many mistakes and mess something up along the way, and their families, all the fans and support, and especially all you guys that help us out with track stuff. Bob sitting over here, and the help that he gives us at the track meets, and you, of course, and all of the media coverage and PA announcing and all that stuff. And got to thank my family for all the years, because holy smokes, you know, it's interesting how much time we are away from our families, and what they have to put up with and deal with when we have stresses and whatever those things are. And so I thank them for sure, my wife Kimmy and my kids, that, you know, it must not have been too bad, because all of my kids turned out to be coaches as well and married them. And so so at least that part maybe wasn't such a bad experience. But thank McCook Schools, thank RV prior to that, and everybody that has made the last 32 years fun and enjoyable.
I was just kidding. That was my next question. I couldn't think how many years total as a head coach and assistant coach, but 32, huh?
Yep, 32 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So So definitely, it's exciting to see the next group that will come in. And, you know, that's the thing that we hope that happens is that then they're even more successful than any of us ever thought we were. Not that we probably actually were, but thought we were. And that they have that success that carries on. And that is one thing at McCook, especially for the girls' track program, the people that came before, outstanding programs with Jim Stanky and Steve Clapp and the other coaches that helped them. And then it will continue with the connection to alumni also moving on. And also a huge congratulations. It doesn't matter what the sport is. Huge congratulations to the girls' tennis team, mm-hmm. State champions, and number one singles and number one doubles and number two single, the state champions. Super exciting for that. And we just celebrate the success that we have in all of our athletic endeavors at McCook, as well as hopefully academic also.